for Egg Life, I'm Bill Baker with American Cattle News.
Very new to the market.
That's Tucker Jansen, based out of Amarillo, Texas, with the company ImmuCell, with our new Product Watch Spotlight, TriShield.
Exciting times in the beef market right now. We've just launched the only calf product that has guaranteed levels of E. coli, Krona, and rotavirus antibodies that are derived from colostrum.
While vaccination has been the traditional way to protect calves from scours, Tucker says TriShield breaks that tradition.
So we've got some contract herds. So we go in and we vaccinate those cows with a hyperimmunized vaccine that is developed at ImmuCell. We collect the colostrum from those cows, and then it goes back to our facility where we measure the titer levels of those antibodies to get the USDA approval. And then from there, it's freeze-dried, and then we put it in the bolus or the gel tube form to be able to be shipped out for distribution.
He says going beyond vaccination is forward-thinking and also improves the bottom line.
Yes, I mean, it is very important. As we all know, the first 45 days of a calf's life are the most important time. That's where it's going to be a make-or-break-you standpoint. And if we can reduce the antigen shedding in your calving facilities, you're just setting yourself up for more pounds of beef on the back end, because we know when we go to start treating those calves, you have those calves that don't match their contemporaries. And then when you go to the sale barn, those will be the calves that are sorted off and will receive less money and are going to be at a lighter weight. From a personal experience, I run some commercial cows, and we've used First Defense now for the last 6 years. And we have seen it really add to our bottom line. Instead of getting four or five cuts at the sale barn, we get two cuts. We'll have a big cut of steers, a small cut of steers, big cut of heifers, and a small cut of heifers. And we don't have those stragglers because we've got a more uniform, healthier set of calves, and we've got repeat buyers that are coming back to purchase those cattle. You know, it's a product that I used before I went to work for ImmuCell and was excited about the opportunity to come work for a company that I know the product works firsthand.
That's Tucker Jansen, Regional Sales and Marketing Manager with ImmuCell. He's based out of Canton, Texas. And now with more cattle news here on Ag Life, let's check in with Patrick Cavanaugh.
Yeah, Bill, sometimes it's a long and winding road before you get to your destination.
I was born and raised in Central Texas. We had cow-calf operation and sheep.
That's Jim McCann, a cow-calf operator in Southwest Missouri. He tells his story on how he got to Southwest Missouri, starting in Texas.
When I left there, I moved to Colorado with the intent of going to vet school at CSU.
But then, you know, hey, things tend to happen.
I had married a gal from Arizona in that period of time. Her dad came to me and said, why don't you come work for me and I will pay you more than you'll get paid 20 years down the road as a vet.
Well, McCann didn't have to kick the boot in the dust and think too long before he made that decision.
I didn't follow a turnip truck, so yeah, I took the job. We ended up out in Arizona. We were here about 30 years. So I was on the ranch up in the northern part of the state, and we were doing backgrounding up there on government land with allotments and grazing allotments and all this kind of stuff. We were actually ranching 380 sections.
And that's very close to 400 square miles.
But it was getting to the point it wouldn't support one family because of all of the restrictions put on by the feds in one way or another. And I could see the handwriting on the wall. And so we started looking for a place to move to. I spent 5 years looking for a place in Missouri with a lot of research and finally ended up in Southwest Missouri because that's where the highest concentration of cow-calf operations are in the state.
That's Missouri cattleman Jim McCann. For Ag Life, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with American Cattle News.